tough given all the different things you must balance at once. I applaud you for the countless hours and for the minimal recognition received for a tiring but rewarding position you hold on the soccer team. Also, this book is dedicated to the soccer coaches I've had in the past. Aaron Bird, Darren White, Alan Plasek, Franco Mancini, George Stewart, Josh Van Houten, and Tom Van Houten. These coaches provided considerable guidance over the years and have made me into the player and trainer I am today. Thanks a ton. Preface. Average coaches only focus on the game-specific tactics. Great coaches know that working well with the parents, having the players trust you, and having strong game-specific tactics is a must. A great coach knows that there's a million things to focus on, but determining what 20% of those things will produce at least 80% of the results is key to being as efficient of a coach as possible. Therefore, this book is not meant to be a complete guide on coaching. However, this book's main goal is to reveal the many key areas that can make a huge difference and are relatively easy to implement. This book gives you the tips, tricks, tweaks, and techniques to become the coach the parents want to work with, the soccer players love to play for, and the envy of all the other coaches in the league. Understand that changing one or two things may help improve your team's game, but once you start implementing most, if not all, of the techniques described in this book, you will see a significant improvement in your team's performance on the field. The knowledge in this book is only helpful when applied. For any words that you are unsure of the meaning, please reference the glossary in the supplemental PDF. If you are looking to improve your players' skills, your team's confidence, or your squad's abilities, it is essential to understand where this book fits into the bigger picture of developing a soccer player. In the image in the supplemental PDF, you can see that the most critical field-specific things to work on are at the base of the individual soccer player's pyramid. Note, a team's pyramid may look slightly different based on the tactics the players can handle and the approach you, the coach, decide to use in games. The pyramid is a quality outline when you are looking to improve an individual soccer player's game. All of the elements in the pyramid and the items surrounding it play a meaningful part in advancing your players, but certain things should be read and mastered first before moving on to other topics. You will notice that passing and receiving is at the foundation of the pyramid because if your players can receive a pass and make a pass in soccer, they will be better than most other players in the league. Fully understanding passing and receiving will ensure your players can move the ball up the field. Take a great first touch that ensures they have plenty of time to do what they want with the ball and really improve your players' soccer confidence in only a few practices. As you move one layer up, you find yourself with a decision to make on how to progress your team. Specifically, the pyramid is created with the individual soccer player in mind because each soccer player in each soccer position has different needs. Therefore, your choice regarding which path to take first as a coach is dictated by your team's strengths and weaknesses, which is expounded upon in a later chapter. If your team is really lacking in the percentage of shots that are going in the goal, then consider your route on the second layer of the pyramid to start with shooting and finishing. Notice that shooting and finishing is considered less critical than passing and receiving for your team because your team has to pass the ball up the field before you can take a shot on net. Otherwise, if many of your team's players are very uncomfortable with what to do when they have the ball and cannot dribble past any defenders, you can start on the second layer of the pyramid by progressing to dribbling and foot skills from passing and receiving because the proper technique is crucial to dribble the ball well. It is often necessary for a soccer player to use a skill to protect the ball from the other team or to advance the ball up the field to place their team in a favorable situation to score. Defending is another option of how you can proceed from passing and receiving. Being able to keep the other team off the scoreboard is not an easy task. Teaching your team a defender's mindset, revealing which way to push a forward, understanding how a defender should position his or her body, knowing when to foul, and using the correct form for headers is critical to a defender on the back line looking to prevent goals. Finish all three areas in the second layer of the pyramid before progressing up the pyramid. Dribbling and defending the ball, not just shooting, are useful for an attacker. Shooting and defending, not just dribbling, are helpful for a midfielder, while shooting and dribbling, not just defending, are helpful for a defender. Having a well-rounded knowledge of the skills needed for the different positions is important for all soccer players. Shooting and finishing, dribbling and foot